Hey everybody, welcome back to Guns and Gadgets. You love Second Amendment news, so do I. I'm going to tell you about a new lawsuit against one of the most corrupt anti-gun state governments there is. And it's brought to us by our friends at Gun Owners of America. Before I dive into it, support those who support you. Join GOA. Links in the description of every one of my videos. I get nothing out of it. What you get is a little bit of a discount to join depending on which type of membership you join. I am a life member and very proud to be, and what they've done is phenomenal. I want to thank the sponsor of the video, and that's Ammo Squared. Ammo Squared is a budget-friendly way to build a stockpile of ammunition. It's customizable to your budget, so you can buy as little as just a few dollars a month and let it grow over time, or buy a bunch all at once so you have it when you need it. It's truly an automated set-it-and-forget-it ammo purchasing program. You pick your calibers, you set your budget, you select a shipping trigger, and that's it. Ammo builds up over time and is delivered automatically when you want it. Ammo Squared is like an ammo 401k or an ammo savings account. There's no minimum to buy, there's no memberships needed, and there's no extra fees. Head over to AmmoSquared.com to start buying ammo in a way that best fits your budget. All right, thank you to Ammo Squared for sponsoring the video. All right, so here we go. Let's talk about this lawsuit that GOA has brought against New Jersey. New Jersey has quite possibly the worst permitting scheme in this country. A lot of people will say, no, wait, mine's worse. I live in Massachusetts. I live here or there. Let me tell you how bad the New Jersey one is. And we'll start off by checking out the very beginning of this lawsuit, because what people in New Jersey have to deal with is unconstitutionally ridiculous. Here is the lawsuit first, page one. It's Christian Benton, the Coalition of New Jersey Firearm Owners, Gun Owners of America, and Gun Owners Foundation versus Matthew Plotkin, who is the Attorney General of New Jersey, and Chief Phil Olivo, who is the police chief in Penasquin Township. And I'm sure my friends in New Jersey will correct me. But let's jump into the beginning of the complaint here. Number one, this case involves a challenge to New Jersey's onerous, unconstitutional, and ahistorical firearm permitting regime, along with the state's so-called one gun a month law. In New York State Rifle and Pistol Association versus Bruin, the Supreme Court unambiguously held that the Second Amendment guarantees a right to bear arms in public for self-defense. In D.C. versus Heller, the court explained that this right is exercised individually and belongs to all Americans. Further, the Supreme Court acknowledged that handguns are the most popular weapon chosen by Americans for self-defense. Rejecting those principles, New Jersey does not allow a person to so much as purchase a firearm without receipt of a government permission slip. During the pendency of this lengthy and arduous permitting process, New Jerseyans naturally are unable to keep arms, even within a private domicile or on private property, much less to bear in public for self-defense firearms they have not yet been able to acquire. New Jersey's scheme applies to both handguns and long guns, rifles and shotguns, and requires New Jerseyans to obtain different permits depending on the desired type of firearm. For instance, to acquire a handgun, a person must obtain a 2C58-3A permit to purchase a handgun requiring, among other things, character references, a background check, payment of a $23 fee, payment of a $25 permit fee, payment of a fee for being fingerprinted, a 2C58-3F statutory waiting period of up to 30 days to complete the process, another required 2C58-2A5 statutory 7-day waiting period, followed by another NICS check, which is not instant, at the point of sale and payment of another $16 fee. Making matters worse, some New Jersey authorities do not issue these permits timely, further delaying and therefore infringing the applicant's Second Amendment rights. And once issued, this permit only allows the applicant to purchase a single handgun and generally expires 90 days after issuance. To acquire long guns, a person must obtain a 2C58-3B firearms purchaser identification card, which requires its own background check, payment of a fee, a waiting period, and fingerprinting. This permit allows the applicant to purchase long guns without numerical limitation and is valid for 10 years. to then exercise the right to carry a firearm, to bear arms, in public, an applicant must obtain a 2C58-4 permit to carry a handgun, which requires submitting an application attested by no fewer than four reputable persons who have known the applicant for at least 3 years, paying a $200 application fee, receiving in-person firearms instruction, being fingerprinted, submitting to an interview by government officials, providing any extra information the licensing authority demands, providing a list of, or rather a registry of, all firearms that the applicant wishes to carry, and of course, submitting to another background check. So in this lawsuit, GOA goes thoroughly into an ass-whooping of New Jersey on how unconstitutional their permitting process is, how unconstitutional it is to limit somebody to buy only one per month, and they also go through and mention how New Jersey, post the Bruin decision, decided to expand sensitive locations as well, in violation of the Supreme Court ruling. So here's what they're looking for as a result of this lawsuit. Says, wherefore, plaintiffs request that judgment be entered in their favor and against the defendants as followed. 1. An order declaring that the challenged sections of NJSA Section 2C58-3, including the SBI 21-2A fee, are unenforceable, unconstitutional, and violate the 2nd and 14th Amendments to the United States Constitution. 2. An order declaring that New Jersey's one-gun-a-month law is unenforceable, unconstitutional, and violates the 2nd and 14th Amendments to the United States Constitution. 3. An order permanently enjoining the defendants and all other officers, agents, servants, employees, and persons under the authority of the state from enforcing all laws requiring permits to purchase handguns or limiting handgun purchases to one per month. 4. An order permanently enjoining all defendants and all other officers, agents, servants, employees, and persons under the authority of the state from unlawfully delaying the exercise of the Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms. 5. Nominal damages. 6. Costs of suit, including attorney's fees and courts and costs pursuant to 42 U.S.C. 1988. And 7. Such other further relief as necessary to effectuate the court's judgment or that the court otherwise deems just and appropriate. So good on Mr. Benton, the Coalition of New Jersey Firearm Owners, Gun Owners of America, and Gun Owners Foundation for taking up the fight in New Jersey, where I often hear some of my viewers say, why won't anybody help us? Well, help is on the way. And one of the attorneys on this case is my personal friend, Stephen Stambulia. And when I tell you, you got a really good one fighting for you, New Jersey, you got a really, really good one. One of this feared across the country. So Steve-O, thank you, my friend, for doing this. GOA, GOF, and the Coalition of Firearm Owners, the New Jersey Firearm Owners, thank you so much for putting your money where your mouth is, so to speak. Guys and gals, you want to join these groups, you know how to do it. Support those who support you, and long live the Second Amendment. Take care.